Welcome to Uncommonly More with Stacey Harris. I am Stacey Harris, the CEO and founder of Uncommonly More. Uncommonly More is a contract marketing department for female-owned brands ready to build a bigger impact. Our team supports leaders who want to market with integrity and share their message their way. With a focus on people first, the team supports clients by building strategies that support growth. Essentially, we do Uncommonly More. And here at the show, we're talking about podcasting and content marketing and digital marketing strategies and social media marketing and all sorts of other things you need to know now to make a bigger impact with your business, either on your own or with the support of a team. I think we should just get into it now, though. So let's get started. Welcome to episode 484. This is Uncommonly More, and I am the Stacey Harris. I'm stoked today because we're going to talk about something I love the most, which is doing more with less. I may have 484 episodes of this podcast, but that doesn't mean that I'm in a real big hurry to create even more. I mean, we do create a new one every week, but we're also doing some of the things we're going to talk about today to maximize the value out of each and every episode. And some of what I'm going to talk about today is really easy. It's really, really, really simple. Even better, a lot of it can be outsourced, handed off to your team. But most importantly, I want you to really think about how you're utilizing your podcast differently. I think that when we launch our show, it's really exciting and we want to create more and we have so many things to say, but there'll be times where we don't feel like we have anything to say. And so part of what we're going to talk about today is how to use our old episodes to take care of our audience and serve our audience during those times where we have nothing to say because it happens. Legit, it happens. It does not go away. It is a real thing. It will keep happening. It's happened to me. It will happen to me again. I promise. All right. So let's dig in. First and foremost, I want to start by saying we're talking about this in the scope of podcasts because that's what we produce here at Uncommonly More, quite frankly. Like that's what I create. We do a lot of podcast production for our clients. In fact, we've just finally over on the website launched a page on the site that breaks down all of our podcast production services, which is really exciting. So head over there to check it out, uncommonlymore.com, and then just the podcast services tab. But yeah, it's the thing we love the most. But so much of what we talk about today is going to be applicable to video, to blog posts. It's not as hard as you might think to get value out of what you're already creating. In fact, a lot of times it's easier than creating something new. So, first and foremost, big takeaway here, don't let this one slide by. Every time you create content, think about all the ways you're going to use it. So when I sit down to record this podcast, I'm not just thinking about episode 484 of the show. I'm thinking about where does this fit in other places? Where can I utilize this in other places? Where can I pull things out? All of those things. I'm actually thinking about that as part of my production process. All right? All right. With that said, I'm going to put away the repurposed soapbox and we're going to hop into some ideas on three ways you can add value with old podcast content. Our first way, keep promoting the content. I know this one seems like a gimme, but you might be shocked by how often we roll into businesses and take over strategies and sit down for half days and 1 hour sessions. And I ask clients, great, so how often are you sharing your podcast episodes? And they go, okay, so each episode goes out on Monday and then we try and share it on like Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. And I'm like, okay, but what about like the week before his podcast episode? Oh, no, we only share them the week they go live. Well, why? Here's the deal. As you produce more content, it doesn't mean the old content is no longer relevant. Caveat, there may be times, there's episodes of this show where I'm speaking specifically to an experience at an event or a lesson I've learned, or there's a whole series of episodes about networks that don't exist anymore. Anyone remember Google Plus? And so, yeah, we don't continue to share those episodes because they're not relevant. But there's also a ton of episodes talking about my experience as a business owner and three things I'm learning and how we're utilizing Facebook ads and marketing philosophy and strategy and podcast production tips. And all of those remain relevant regardless of the timing. And so I want you to really look at how can you increase the frequency in which you are sharing your past social content? Great ways to do this are like LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, where you're sharing individual links. Another great way to do this is in your link tree or your link list. Maybe you have it built it on your website like we do. Put in categories and then promote categories of episodes. So say we want to have a whole category of episodes on podcasting in our link tree. And then in a story or in our highlights or even in a grid post, I could say, hey, we talked about this on an episode a few weeks ago. Click the podcast button at the link in our bio and, you know, find the episode titled XYZ. Or if you have the swipe up feature, if you have 10,000 followers or more on Instagram, you have the swipe up feature. Great. Be sharing them with the swipe up feature. Cool. Whatever it is, make sure you're mentioning those old episodes. This is a great thing to lay out when you do your planning for your social. As always, we recommend about 30 days at a time. Go through and look at your episodes from the last several months or your most popular episodes or whatever, however you want to include these things. Maybe they're episodes you utilized last time you promoted a thing you're going to be promoting this month. I know, you could repurpose them. Yes, use them again. This is especially valuable if you're somebody who opens the doors and closes the doors on a program or a membership or a course or a service offering. Maybe you only open the doors 2 times a year. Great. Twice a year for however many years you've been doing that, you've been creating content to support this. Share it again. Use it to support the content you're doing now. I also really love this because it allows me to point to these episodes from the past while creating new episodes to support them. So let's say I'm opening and closing the doors on a membership site. Last cycle, I had a bunch of episodes that talked about like the features and the benefits of being in the membership. This time, I don't need to replay the same episodes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send an email with those episodes paired with fresh content that's maybe case study driven, featuring members or talking about the results they've gotten from being in the program or the membership. And so in the email, I'm sharing episodes from the previous launch and this launch, but I'm only having to create this launch's fresh episode. And that's an interview, which is pretty easy. And we're already increasing our chances of being shared because we may very well get a share by the person who is on the episode. Does this make sense? It's kind of sinking in. So we're just, again, low-hanging fruit of getting more value out of your podcast episodes or your content as a whole. Keep sharing it. Keep letting the world know it's available to listen to, all right? Now I want to sort of switch gears and I want to talk about how we can be getting more value without constantly kind of having to think about those shares. And so step number two or piece number two is still pretty low hanging fruit, but sort of an extra step layer. And that's be pulling into your nurture sequences, your onboarding sequences, all of those sort of email automations you have. Be regularly checking in and seeing if you can pull in any of your content to help nurture and build trust in your automation. So this is something we're doing pretty regularly right now with our Launch the Podcast sequence because we built that and then I rolled out a ton of podcast content to support it. And so I'm going through and I'm adding episodes to that. Value adds to that sequence pulled from this podcast. So I'm not creating anything, but I'm adding a whole nother layer of value to an opt-in we created. And oh, by the way, a lot of that opt-in content was created on stuff I had talked about in the podcast before. Now, I didn't repurpose it in the sense that like we just pulled those audios, but it did help us outline what all we wanted to have in there. And again, we can use those audios as additional value or reinforcements of information if we want to. So again, this is a really low-hanging fruit. You don't even have to think about it on a regular basis, but whenever I'm creating an episode specifically about podcasting, I'm thinking, cool, where could we put this in the funnels to support our podcast production services and our podcast strategy calls, all of those pieces? Let's make sure we get them in the funnel then. And so look at your funnels. And I don't just mean your sales funnels. Also look at your onboarding. When I was still running my membership site, I frequently included podcast episodes in monthly email reminders or weekly updates or even in trainings. I would say below the video as sort of additional resources, here are some podcast episodes where I also talk about this because it's a really, really easy way to add value. And here's the cool thing about this. If someone found my Launch Your Podcast training in a Facebook group or on Twitter or on Instagram, or a friend of theirs sent it to them, any of those things, they may not be subscribing to my podcast. So by linking them to my podcast, I'm actually also using my content to actively grow my listenership, actively grow my subscribers to the podcast. So I'm really building in an opportunity to regularly have a touch point with that prospect, with that lead, with that listener, with that human and their ears and their brain. That's the point, right? That's why we're doing all of this. So this number two piece, I want you to really look at, go through all of your onboarding, all your membership, all your deliverable, all your nurture sequences, your funnels, everything, and go, where can I layer in content as a value add? And sometimes it's simply like I made a whole point in an email and I add a line that says, you can hear more about this on the podcast. And I give them a link. The other thing I like about this is it gives them reasons to click emails besides buying. Because if I have somebody who just joined and we've gone through the deliverable part of the opt-in, but maybe they found the opt-in because a friend sent it to them and they're not really, really ready to buy yet. They need a little more time. Cool. Now I'm nurturing them in a ways that feels really supportive, but I'm also more likely to get a click from them than the thing I'm selling them because they weren't ready to buy. So I'm keeping them an active subscriber. I'm keeping them warm and continuing to warm them instead of they found the opt-in, they signed up for the opt-in. Maybe they went through a little bit of the training. Maybe they didn't. And then they just go cold because the only thing I have for them to click is to buy something. No, no, no. Here are other options to click so that I can keep you warm, I can keep you active, I can keep you interested. I can keep your attention. All right? So look at, again, where can you be adding these to the funnels that already exist? Again, onboarding, nurturing, deliverables, all of them. The third piece I want to talk about, and this one is a little more difficult because there's some extra steps here. You have to get some other people on board, possibly. That's repurposing specifically podcast or video content into blog posts, ideally for sites other than your own. And so this could be something really easy, like creating blog posts for LinkedIn or Medium. Again, using a transcript and editing it and making it appear more written, because obviously for most people, the way we speak and the way we write are different. So we want it to read like a blog post. So it could be creating something like that for Medium or LinkedIn where you don't really have to pitch something, or maybe you're a contributor with something like Forbes or Inc. or Entrepreneur or some of these other business sites, or maybe you are in the wellness space or the education space and there are industry spaces that make sense for you to be featured in, or you already have partnerships with. Great, pitch those places. If you have people who are pitching guest posts for you, the guest posts that should be created first are the ones based on your podcast, because this takes way less writing on your part. This means instead of having to craft a blog post and a podcast every week, you create a podcast and a blog post is created from that. You can have someone on your team do this. You can do it yourself if you would like. I personally have a really hard time doing it for my own content. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. It's hard to see our own stuff, guys. Just like it's hard to edit our own audio and our own video. We're much judgier of ourselves. But it can be a really, really cool way to get some extra life and some extra views. And here's the deal. Again, we're using this as a tool to circle people back to our podcast. So we're actually using our podcast to grow our podcast. How amazing does that sound? I also frequently use my most popular episodes to craft pitches for other podcasts. So I'll say, hey, I talked about some of this on my podcast. Here's an episode you can listen to where I talk about it. This is the slant I'd like to take specifically for your audience. Here's how I'd like to customize it for your audience. This can be really, really helpful for pitching podcasts that are niche or industry specific. So let's say I want to feature just last week, we had the Should You Have Guests on Your Podcast. I could absolutely slant that same content to different podcasts that are targeting specific niches. So should you have guests on your wellness podcast? Should you have guests on your TV podcast? Should you have guests on your podcast about bed springs? Whatever it may be. And by the way, I'm sure there is actually a podcast about bed springs. I'm not going to search for it, but prize to the first person that sends me a podcast about bed springs. I think this is a really powerful way for us to be pitching content and pitching ourselves around topics we already know our audience is interested in. So if we can get a yes and we can get them to record it, if their audience has our audience in it, they're going to be attracted to that too, and they're going to come find us. So again, we're utilizing our existing content to inform how we're getting more people to our content, and we're really utilizing that content to get people to our content. I love the circle. I love being able to keep people in our circle so that we can continually build these touch points and build that trust so that when it comes time to make a buying decision, it's a no-brainer because they know you, they like you, and they trust you. All right? If you need some support in doing more with your own podcast, this is actually a really, really, really great way to use our single sessions. We have two options. There is the 1 hour and the half day. The half day is 3 hours. You can book those over on our podcast. Learn more about them at uncommonlymore.com/services. I love these sessions because we record them, so you can share them with your team afterwards. You can take action from them. We have clients who get them transcribed, do whatever you'd like with them. But also, we can really dig into specifics. Obviously, with the half day, we can either dig deeper or dig into more things. But with the single session, we've had a couple of clients in the last few months who came like ready, list of questions, ready to rock. And we literally like hot seat Q&A'd for the whole hour. And we dug into a few things where they needed some deeper support. I mean, even like opening up their website and saying, yeah, if we just shift this to here, that would be great. Playing with their email sequences, opening up their schedulers and social, and just actually doing some of that work on the call. It's a really, really cool way to maximize your time. And this conversation is a really good one for us to get specific. We can open up your podcast stats, your Google Analytics, and really dig into, cool, where do we need to optimize first? What should we be sharing more of? What's resonating? What's working? I love doing that, and I would love to do it with you. So head over to uncommonlymore.com/services to book your single session, either a single session at an hour or a single session half day with me soon. All right? All right. Thank you for listening. I hope you have an incredible rest of your week, and I will see you next week. I want to take a second and say thank you. Thanks for listening to the show today. This is the start of a conversation. I want to hear from you. So come on over to Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook or wherever. If you're subscribed to the email, hit reply on your email and say, hey, let me know how the show is going to manifest itself in actions and implementation for you, because that's really why I do this. It's just so that you can do things. I'd also love to get more people listening to the show so that we can push out the negative marketing messages happening in the world and really override it with empowerment and people-first focused marketing so that we can all be seeing the kind of marketing we want to be seeing. And the first part of that is we're doing the kind of marketing we want to be seeing. The second part of that is helping everybody else do it too. And so share the show. And of course, leave a rating and a review for the show. If you head over to ratethispod.com/more, M-O-R-E, you will find an easy link to leave a rating and a review on a couple of different platforms, whatever platform you want to share it with. I would appreciate it. Really only takes a minute. Also, if you are interested in getting support from my team, sitting down and chatting with me, head over to uncommonlymore.com. That's where you'll find all the resources we talked about today, full transcript of this show and every show we've done before, and all the shows we do coming forward, right? It's a great way to stay connected. It's a great way to find out exactly how we can support you. So your next step, of course, is to head over to uncommonlymore.com, and I will see you next week.